Second.
Ha?
You want to say Yiddish?
English.
Okay, the Shiur this week is being sponsored by the Choshev Rav Moshe Friedman, L'chuvah Lishmas, L'zeratat, Chush V'tata, B'vorm Yitzchak, B'rav Menachem Yehida, Holoshov Yitas, Uda Aleph. Shum Zom Aliyah.
So the noise of tonight... The noise of tonight is in fact a subject that is quite interesting, Nogea Lemaise, and at the end of the day, not so poshut at all. I'll give you I will give you the case that's happening very often. Say a lady has a custom shaitel, custom-made shaitel, cost her $5,000. More today, people pay a lot of money for this. For whatever reason, if it's now at home, somewhere else, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it was damaged. Somebody damaged it. Question is, how much is on the chiv to pay for that? And we're talking, let's say, an almost brand new custom shaitel.
Where was the damage? Still in the store or after she took it off?
That's the outside. I don't want to go into this problem so much, but it's already hers. That's it. And now somebody came, damaged it. Now, this custom shaitel as is cannot be sold. This custom made shaitel. Right? Shaitel is a WIG. WIG. A custom made shaitel cannot be sold. Or at least for minimal money, or bechlal not, you know. Nobody would buy such a shaitel for their klal, but it costs a lot of money. A similar situation, if you have a pair of glasses, by definition, are custom made. Somebody breaks those glasses. Now, those glasses, before they were broken, were not really sellable. Nobody would buy those glasses because they're custom made. Specifically, designed for the person himself. Okay, so what exactly will be the price to pay for that? Right.
More than the replacement value.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's a very, very, very logical thing that you're saying. I will give you another case. It shouldn't happen so much, but it happened also. What happens if a person was about to divorce his wife? So he took a cipher. Everything is kosher for Yusha. Somebody came and, whatever, accidentally, Udomud Loilom, doesn't matter, tore the get. So now the question is, this get certainly is only kosher for the person who is the Megarish, not for anybody else. Do we say that it cannot be sold? So nobody would buy it and nobody can buy it. So do we say now that he has to pay him just for the paper, or that he has to pay him for much more than that, all the expenses that were part of it? Value is simply as much it's worth for this person. It's not a sellable item. What's the law in all of those cases? What are we saying? Right? Maybe it's a difference between the cases or not. So in the Botea Medrash, they deal with these kinds of situations. So you're going to hear all kinds of opinions. And I will tell you the information about it. What is this really dependent on? One of the places, one of the mekoyres for this, two treasures in Ksubis, one which we put here on the Maramikon, another one which we are going to learn tomorrow, the Flamedalit, in Yotze Hashem, in Ksubis, the Flamedalit and Medalif. Those two treasures are keys to this question. One treasure which I mentioned here in the Maramikon is a raya that the Nesivis in Simen Kutman Chesiv Koton Aleph quote to solve this question. And in fact, the maskon of the Nesivis is, based on what is shown from Toifis, that what it seems to be, that it has to be an item that is sellable. if it's an item, that an object that cannot be sold, it's not worth to be sold, so then the matzik should not be chayiv. So if you would take now this nesivus to the very end of it, so then all the above cases, the person would walk out from Beis Din, and we would not be chayiv him neither on the shaitel, nor on the get, nor on the pair of glasses, nor on the customary suit, gunish, you know, or minimal money at least, right? And in Hadovo, Soiver, it's something which Haya said was okay. You know, it's Mamish, and it's a very difficult thing to say. So we have to see how we could here understand the dynamics of this halacha. So what does the Gemara say in Ksubis? The Gemara says in Ksubis, as far as the Gemara tries to find out, if we are saying that Zor She'ochel Tumah, according to Rove, who is Chayiv, so what is exactly the case that we are saying that he could be Chayiv in this particular situation? So the Gemara says as follows. And we are talking about the case when we want to patter because of Kimei deRabbanei, even b'misei b'dishamayim, which is the Truma. And the question is, what is the case that we are talking about, that in this case we will patter it because of the Kimei deRabbanei? It's an Ikra Adin, right? That's the question. What's the situation? Why? Because we have a klal in Kimei deRabbanei that has to be at the very same time. If it's not at the very same time, the Chiv Misei and the Chiv Momen are not in the very same time, so then it doesn't apply, because then the Chiv Momen was first, and then the Chiv Misei later. Okay. So the Gemara has a whole people about it, which in itself, if you learn the Gemara Kifshuto, it's not so simple to check with Tari, but the Gemara ends up, it says, somebody came, right, and he took this piece of Tumah, he inserted it, so to say, stooped it into the Beis Abliye, into that part of the Goroi. And we're talking about a case where he motze lehadure al idei adchak. This is the case. He would be able to take it back al idei adchak, meaning only with effort. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to do that. And this is here the question now. Being that motze lehadure al idei adchak, so then we have here, mamish, it happens to be basachas. Fine. So, al idei adchak says Rashi, dinami ahadre mimase v'lo echazel lebanim. Because even if he's going to pull it out, it's already mold. It's not fit to eat anymore. V'lo echazel lebanim, because it's mamish nimus. So, lo echazel lebanim. Hilkoch, migzel lo igoslo. There's no gzele here. What is the chiv tashlumin? Something else completely. And this is anuaz gorim. Amayto mechayv ise b'tashlumin anuaz groino umeyos ha'isha t'chiv misi. And that very time when he has here the chiv misi anuaz gorim, he also has the law of eating. And Vaita Gzelida is not here because it's for the Balim is going to shver. Toitzik just adds to it that what we're talking about, the case when this whole piece of Tumah here was only worth Shove Pruta. And being it was worth a Shove Pruta, so the klal is that somebody else who would see it, you know, or even if you would vomit, and now you would give it to somebody else who wouldn't want to eat it. So it's not worth for the other person. Nobody would eat it. But for him, for this person himself, for the oichel, it's still worth, because he obviously is not disgusted from eating something that he's eating. Somebody else is disgusted, but he himself is not disgusted. So therefore we have a situation where for the kohen, who is a bala truma, it's not worth a pruta anymore. For the oichel, it's still worth a pruta, and that's the case we're talking about here. Okay, that's what I have to say. כל הגויים די מקורא לא יהבי בו כי אם שווי פרוטו, אין מעט יויס, ואתו שנזכר כלו קצת, אין השווי פרוטו. Okay, so this is the case that we're talking about. Fine, so we are saying here, if this is the case, says the Nisibis, so we have here a situation where it's not worth for the person, for the Nizak, it's not worth, for the Mazik it is worth, and being that we are saying it's worth for the Mazik, although it's not worth for the Nizak, so then still it has the Shivu moment. It has a Shiva moment. If this would not be the case, right? If it is not the case, so then we are saying that he is not chayv, right? It's not chayv, right? But it's only because it's still worth for the person, mainly for the mother. Now, really, it's very difficult to understand a little bit. Usually, when you pay for what the nizak was nifsat, not for the madik was nifsat, right? Usually, when you pay what the nizak, meaning the person who owned it, and you were mazikim, the person who you damaged, for him, if it was worth, so then we are talking here about dinim of hezek, but dinim of tashlumi, because if you are mazikim, but if it's worth for the mazik, not worth for the nizik, we don't have here an issue altogether of being done. If it's worth, it's not worth. That's not kashim pshat. So maybe what does the nisiv is being mechiyach from toisus? That being it's an item which for the nizak since it's not worth for the nizak, it's only worth for the mazik. So therefore, we are saying it's a valuable item, right? But in dinis mazik that we are talking about here, after all, that's not kashim pshat. What are you mechayvim? You mechayv for something completely else. We mechayv it for the hanor. The no was takish of a fruit, not we mechayv. But in regard to the chayfet itself, what is kishim shayches? Because the chayfet, we would have always to measure it as far the nidik is concerned. For the nidik, it's not worth even a shovel fruit. So therefore, it's potter. It's worth for the mazik. No. What this means is worth for the mazik. A shovel fruit means that after all, he was nehene from a shovel fruit. But it has no shayches to the issue that we are discussing. Which the Nisibis wants to address in the city. We have a chayfet that the etzem, it is not worth for selling for whatever reason, then we are saying that it's not we don't consider it to be dovoshi yesh boi shivu, something which had value, so therefore you should be mechayvim. So that's the chayyad shayim. Okay, many ask discussion on the nefilis. I want to tell you there's another gemara, and then we'll come back here to this nefilis. There's another gemara. What's the other gemara? The other gemara is the first gemara in Bavikam. The Gemara says over there as follows. The Gemara has a shaila. The Gemara has a shaila as follows. The question is if a woman sells a ksuba, right? The woman sells a ksuba. So why she is married, she cannot collect the ksuba. So that, what could she sell? She could sell the Tevis Hanor. What's the Tevis Hanor? In case that she survives the husband. So then that value, that chance, that suffering, that maybe if she survives the husband, it belongs, she'll be able to collect. So that chance, those futures, so to say, she's able to sell. Fine. So the question the Gemara is here now, what's the question the Gemara? The question the Gemara is, this time it's unknown who collects it. Does it go to the wife? The woman which is now still married, like all anything that she has, her husband has control on. Or do we say it goes back to the husband, right? Do we say it goes to the husband because the husband controls everything she has, or do we say no, it belongs to her? That's the question the Gemara. Does we say Tevis Hanor belongs to her or belongs to him? That's the question the Gemara. So the Gemara says, well, if you are going to say that it belongs to him, so then be'etzim, if there would be a shaila from if edim would be made that she sold it, if edim would be made. Then they were not master to anything. Why? Because anyways, even if it would have been that Shitaki sold it, she wouldn't have the money anyways. So what? She wouldn't have the money anyways. And since she wouldn't have the money anyways, so therefore they were not master to anything, because the money would go to the husband anyways, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Elema, you have to say that the money belongs to her. Because otherwise,
so it's his money, it's still money.
Okay, very good. It's still money. But the Gemara learned, good point. But the Gemara learned, right, that it's not worth anything. It's for her, it's not worth anything. It's not kedai for her to sell it, because anyways she will not be able to benefit from that. She will have to give it to the husband. And if we are here discussing if the edim were mafsid her for practical purposes, they were not mafsid her because she's not going to benefit. That's the nesivis. From here you see that if you have something that the person himself cannot benefit from. Horaye, that the Tevis Hanor, if it goes to the husband, it's not considered to be that she benefit, that she has any it's considered to be a benefit, although it's a sellable item, right? Although in principle Tevis Hanor is something, but it's not a sellable item. For her it's not a sellable item. Why is it not a sellable item? Because she doesn't get money from that. The money goes to the husband. So therefore we have said the Nesivis, from here you have a raya, that if a person has not the possibility to derive benefit from whatever he has, so then this is not considered to be anything that if somebody would now go and mazik it or mafsid it, that's a hefsed, because you cannot derive benefit from that. Right? Those are the two rights. So the one right from here, from the Gemara here, from the Toysus here, yeah. One right from Toysus here, but Toysus said that something which is only shoving fruit for the mazik, not for the nizak, only for the first who eats, and not for the other one. So we are saying because he, it's worth a shavet pruta. So therefore we are saying it's worth it. But otherwise it wouldn't be. That's the one right. The other right is from the Gemara over there. We see that the woman who is not able to sell it. So the Gemara says, being that she cannot sell it, she can sell it, but the money that she benefits from there will not go to her, goes to the husband, so therefore it's not considered a hefset, and hefset is only something you could really derive benefit from. You cannot derive benefit, so then that's not considered to be that you have something that you were mafsid. Okay, those two choices. Now, the question is follows. There's a lot to ask here. The first question we would ask is as follows. You see, there's a toisus that you're going to learn tomorrow, if you learn toisus, but this one is a famous toisus. The din is Besher HaNiskal, that some, the Rebbe said, according to Rabbi Meir, if somebody shechted the Besher HaNiskal, then he's chayv dalit vehei. No, everybody knows that Besher HaNiskal is also Bahano. So if it's also Bahano, how could it be that he should be chayv dalit vehei? So to Gemara, if you're talking about a case, famous case, when this shor was by a shomer, and that shomer could have, if he would have the shor alive, give it back to the bailim, and therefore, being that somebody came and killed it, right? Therefore, he was mafsid him. But it's also bano. So this goes according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds over goyim lemomim kimomim domim, and being that for the shomer, it's a goyim lemomim because it pata himself from chiyuvei momoin, dovar goyim lemomim kimomim domim, and therefore he is chayv to pay dalit behe. Frektoisles, why do you need to say that it's because the principle of dovar goyim lemomim kimomim domim? We have another gemara. The gemara says Rameh himself holds that garmi is chayv. What is garmi? Garmi are consequent damages, right? Consequent damages. That's what it is. Famous case is if somebody takes the shtar choif of Reuven, tears it, burns it, whatever it should be. Now Reuven does not have the shtar choif anymore, whereby he could have collected the choif from Shimon. So we are saying that the soyer of shtar choif shel chaveru is chayv. Why? Because he took away from him the opportunity to collect money with this shtar, and this is chayv mishum dine de garmi. So also here we have the same story. The shor, right? If you kill the shor, so also you did a mice, which is a mice of gami. What's the difference? Why do you need to say the din of dovah goyim lemomim? You could say it's a din of gami. So Taisa said, and that's very interesting. And now Taisa says furthermore, because in the Gemara Bavikami it says mefurish that dovah goyim lemomim is even better. In the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, one second, let me see if I don't make a mistake here. Right, because Rav Shimon says, when do we say, because Rav Meir has a greater chiddush than Rav Shimon. Because even Rav Shimon, who is saying that Dova Agrim Lemomim Kimomim Domim is only Bidova Sheikre Momim, something which Be'etzem is a Momim, but something is Omid Lerai, like a Shtachoyf. Shtachoyf is Omid Lerai, so it's not Momim Be'etzem. It's something they could use in order to derive from that that the person should pay you. But it's not Dova Sheikre Momim, Ashoyr is Ikre Momim, but this is not Ikre Momim. So we say that the Gami is even a greater chiddush than Dovah Gorim Lemomim, right? So Rameh himself, he calls Gami. So why does the Gemara have to say here that somebody was shechting a Shor HaNiskal, that Rameh is b'chayv, that only because he holds like Rav Shimon, Dovah Gorim Lemomim Kimomim Domim, even if he would not hold Rav Shimon, he holds himself, Dovah Gami, so Rameh is not saying Ginuk Chayv. So Toysi says something very interesting. So Toysi is the Shloima. Dikle Memen Amitche, because he's the front of a Kertis for it. עד כאן לא יקום הרב מאיר אלה בסדר משתור של חבירו, אם מקדש תפוס חבירו, שמום על הרוי לכל אוי לא. יבי הרב. Because it might be, the star has in dim tala mile. What is it? It's roi lechol oilom. In other words, the star is something, emes, it's almost the raya. So it's not gufa moment. But it's something that people could utilize, you could use it. It's roi lechol oilom. So therefore we say din legami. But here, the Sharani is called, it's roi lechol oilom. It's also bahano. And that's worse. That takes away from the value of that object, and therefore, unless you say Dovah Agrim Lemomim Kimomim Domim, we don't say this chayv. Okay, but one thing is clear: what we do see here is that if you have a Shor HaNiskal, the Shor HaNiskal is absolutely not sellable. If you say Dovah Agrim Lemomim Kimomim Domim, then he is chayv, right? Then he is chayv, and let's say we do pass the Rav Shimon, right? So now would this turn around all the shmuz that we said earlier? when we say earlier, right? When we say earlier, that only something which has a value because it is sellable, right? Sellable. So then we are saying then it has a shivui, and therefore we are saying that the matik is chayv. Otherwise, it's not chayv. Not well, but you know, if I, for example, paid a lot of money to make a custom shaitel, if I paid a lot of money to make my glasses, so yes, and now I cannot sell it. But where is this for to say that this should be less than Dovah HaGoyim LeMomon? After all, then you mafsid me something that I invested money in, and befrat. Furthermore, maybe it's even better than Gami. Why? Because in Gami, we are saying it's only Omid Le Raye, we are saying you're high because you have mafsid me the right to collect it. Here, you were mafsid me not the right to collect it. You were mafsid mamish money that I paid in order to have this object. I wouldn't have the customs route. I wouldn't have the vik. The shetel. I wouldn't have my custom-made glasses, if not for all the payment that I paid. So why shouldn't the matik be chayv for the fact that he was matik me, begar me for all of this? So God said, one second, Sai gamin le moment to be here, svoiz, to be mechayv for everything that the person paid in order to have the object done. So although it's a kenish, it's not sellable now at this moment, nevertheless, it should be mechayv. Yes.
The Shoah Lisbon has a specific price. It has an amount, a specific amount. A custom thing is whatever the person pays. It's not like if it's only he decided to pay a certain amount.
First of all, I want to tell you the following. The Shoah Lisbon, Be'asher Oshom, is also Barlow. It's also Barlow. It's only that for this particular person, it has still value because he could part himself from the mafki. So, Memele, I don't see the chiddush so strongly. Furthermore, I would say different than you even, and this is because everybody will agree that the hoitzos momoin that the person paid in order to have this custom made object that was a justified hoitzos momoin, and it's not that the person because of some sentimental value was willing to pay. I could agree with you in the following case. You know where? What happens, for example, which is another case which is discussed in the poskim? A person had written chiddush Torah. Came somebody else and was mazik his chiddush Torah. So the chiddush Torah are very choshuv, but they are choshuv for him, for the mechadish. Everybody else, although you're denying, you know, they make a test, right? No, defensive. So, I mean, the man is very serious. Mandy, why do people always laugh when I say something? Okay, whatever it should be, you know, there was a very famous, in his time, very famous meishiv from the Gdolei Hador, Rabbi Yitzchok Shmelkis in the Askoma to the Sefer, right, Goyin Yisroel, you know, Amulig Yitzayet, not Zochnes Givof, not Zochnes Yitzlin, Goyin Yisroel, Chidush Eredan, Reduvit Moshe Feder, Shver Zeruf, Gila Groysa Mensch Givin, he lived about 150 years. Rabbi Dovid Moshe Feitan, yeah, that's a scared for him, Mishkefer, Chiddush Eredan. The safe is not very meaningful, so I have it. But over there, the long truth about this particular case. Right, this case, somebody burned somebody else's Chiddush Eredan. And here the question was, Shrekach, not nice, believe me, it was nice. Don't do that to me, okay? Okay, so, but, anyways, but here the same question. So here, but.
Sharon Niskel, tomorrow he has to pay money. If he doesn't have Sharon Niskel, he has to give them money. The shaitel, you don't need a shaitel. Maybe, yeah, you bought it.
We don't need a shaitel. Tell her she doesn't need a shaitel.
You bought it already. Glasses, okay. The gap, you could change your mind. Maybe you won't get your
but
mind.
But the question, I hear what you're saying. Okay, I don't know. But what I do know is one thing. The shaitel you had to pay, and everything else I had to pay.
But he's not getting his work anyway.
I hear what you're saying.
Maybe, okay.
Okay, I'm asking. Get me asking. No question. But you see, after all those cases that we are talking about are cases when a person, everybody will agree that the choice moment of it was justified, and therefore it's very interesting to say that we should only determine the value of an object by what is sellable. Why wouldn't we say that it should be measured by what the expenses were to make it? Okay, so I will tell you another case.
We didn't get the shaitel to the expenses to make it. All there are is gami is not expenses to make it. Dabba Gama Mammon is not expensive. It's a completely different thing.
I do agree. I absolutely agree. No, one second. You're absolutely right. I'm not saying otherwise. But Mitafor Chitzoyno, what I'm saying is for Chitzoyno. Photon means, and tell us for us, a Seichel. The Seichel would say that after all, that it had a Sharif to Gami, because although Gami, you're correct, is now, I cannot collect now. And we're talking here about expenses already made, right? I agree with you. But if I'm now, I have to determine if how much is it really worth? Why should we determine the value of this object by it if it's in the market, if it's sellable on the market or not? After all, everybody will agree this is a $5,000 worth of shaitel. My glasses, if you ask somebody how much is it worth, it's worth $200. Why? Because I paid $200 for that. I cannot sell it, so what? Why in the world would we say that selling an item and its value are connected? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, when we're talking about Gami, we're talking about Dovah Gorim Lemomon, we're talking about like the Gemara like the choices that we're discussing here, right? A regular magic of a chesed. There might be situations where we are measuring the value of the item by if it's sellable or not. But all of this is only if you're talking about when the value of the item is really determined by the market. But what happens in a situation when the value of the item, by everybody agreeing, will not be determined by much it's being sold on the market? It will be only determined by what people understand it costs to make it. So then many would argue, and yours truly included, that then you cannot apply all this rate, all these nesivas and all these things have no shaykes. I will give you another example, if I may.
But you have no raya from anyway.
What happened in the case with the
Tzvushiter? One second. He is asking very much to the point. Remendi, he's speaking very much to the point. Because he's saying that what I'm saying is for Chitzoyno, and all the discussions here are not... I don't have a raya from here. So comes Chaim Kron and says, I'm going the other route. And I'm saying, there are things which are lechored vom pshutim. But wait a moment, because I'm going to continue with that. I think there is something which is a svor pshuto. What's a svor pshuto? Svor pshuto is if I spend money for something, the hoitzor of it, v'chule, determine its value, not to sell if I could sell it or not. There are situations where it's clear that the value of the item, of the object, is determined by the market, because otherwise I don't have any other measurement, any other way how determined how the value should be. And then we come into the past of Toisvet, or it could be a Dovah Gorim Lemomon, or it could be sometimes Gami, v'chule, right? That's what it is. I'm giving you another case, if I may, right? There's a famous Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara says, what happens if somebody is sold, what happens if somebody sold to Rav Kahane a Suda? Right? A Suda. Suda is a shmat, a piece of material. So the piece of material, they made a turban out of it. And this turban, right, was only Talmid Rachomi were wearing it. So for him it was worth Chomish Shloim. So somebody went and was poided by Rav Kahane. The question is, was by him or by his wife? He was poided. His son with the value that it had by Rav Kahane. The Suda did not have a sellable value by people of five. It had a value by Rav Kahane because for him, for Talmud Chacham, so therefore, the Didi Shoveli. The Ritva from there brings the raya that when a person said the Didi Shoveli, so then this had value in terms of Oino. What does it mean? That if I sold him something, or he sold something, better, even if I bought something, which Benedidi Shoveli, Kach, so then we are saying it has no Shaykhs to know, although the market price is different, but being Benedidi Shoveli, for him it's worth much more, so then we are saying we are not measuring him according to the market, we are measuring him according to what for him it's worth individually. Benedidi Shoveli. Now, you could say, you see, that's what I would expect you to ask here, and you could say, well, Chaim Kron, you're not really correct here, because the Suda itself, maybe by Talmidei Chachomim, they have a market of this sort, and they sell it for Chamisha Sloim, right? That's what you could ask, right? But from the Ritva, we don't see so. Because the Ritva says, It's not because there was a market of a Talmid Chachomim who sold it for five. Right? Because then he really belonged to the market of people who sell it for five, the market of Talmid Chachomim. He says different. He says because the Didish of him.
Maybe that's what he means.
I don't think so.
The problem with that, perhaps, is that...
With what?
Tell me
with what?
Because every time somebody buys something, it's shava for him, that amount. So when you ever have a dinner by law,
okay.
It almost swallows up every dinner by law. Because the reason I paid for it, or at least that's what an economist would tell you, is because to me it was worth it, even though the market price is less.
Very good. But one thing. Let me, not because I'm going to go on. Your question is excellent, but I will give an answer that might satisfy you. And this goes as follows. Mr. Ignoramus, I might assure you, Bididi Avildi, right? And being that I'm a nice guy, I didn't go back to the merchant. But if you know, and so I needed a pair of gloves. Everybody believes me, so it's the only true statement this whole year was this statement. What you want. So I walked into the store to buy a pair of gloves in the beginning of winter. So the fellow showed me that, see, on the tag it says $35. So I paid $35. Later I found out the text could say $35, but it could be half the price. That's what they write over the Sotish Kishim Shaykh better. Or no question by me that he looked at my nose and he understood who I am. You know, he is a good merchant, right? So, not a good merchant, because I'm not going to buy many men. One second. So therefore, I paid $35 because I was under the erroneous impression it's worth $35. Not because it's worth only $35. I was willing to pay $35 because I need it. And I thought that's the price to pay for. But if I would have known that this is the price, without, I wouldn't have paid for that. Now, you're right, and this is not something for this year, that generally speaking, right, buy be aware, right? This is the general notion that you say, if I would go to court, I would lose. If I would go to Bezden, I would win, right? Why? Because the Torah said that the merchant has an obligation to sell it to me for market price. Market price is determined by the factors of the market, right? Supply and demand. But if you sell it for more than that, so it wasn't really because I was willing to pay that. I wasn't willing to pay that. I was ready to pay that, but not willing to pay that. You know, it made a major difference, right?
Very fine difference.
No fine difference at all. I feel the insult in my pocket until I got the insult more than the $15, believe me.
It's a very fine difference if there's a difference between the case of a Kahan and that.
You paid $35,
you know,
for a pair of gloves.
I'm entitled to my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion, yes.
You paid $35 for a pair of gloves?
Yeah.
I have earmuffs I'd like to sell you for $25.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's after every time a coffin is worth $5, but the same time a coffin can get it for $2 if he goes to the market.
I don't understand what you're saying. No, I don't understand.
That's why the Ribbon needs to
do it. I don't want to elaborate, but I understand. I never. What I'm saying is as follows. We have some time. Rabbi Shai, let's get off the topic. Dicky, I want to come to the Nekuda, because it's a very broad in you. Okay, you know. Ma'am Machode, please. So what? So we made as a, you know, understood that, because it's a very broad in you. I just wanted to bring out this Nekuda. The Nekuda that I want to bring out here is that I think there's a major differentiation between matters that have to do with the market and matters which don't have to do with the market, where everybody would agree that the value of the matter should not be determined if I can sell it or cannot sell it. It should be determined by how much I paid or how much people will agree with me that because of what I suffered expenses for, or paid expenses for, it should be worth it. Now, I will tell you the Maram Mekoyim for that, if anybody is interested in that. But anything I told you here is a major discussion in the post. It is true that he had it here in the Maram Mekoyim of Shlomo Zalman, has a very beautiful tshuva. It's not only a tshuva, it's a very chidushim that he wrote in Bava Kamei. In the end of the Madur Tinyon, I think that's where it is. But this discussion is already discussed in the previous poskim. There's a Shoyle Meishiv that says that somebody is matik a get is chayv to pay, because he, like this word that I just told you, because he paid for that. And he said it's any doime to a shtar is oimid le'raye. Meaning, the purpose of it is only to produce it as a proof. But so therefore, being this is the purpose of it, so we look at it, and that this is the character of the item. Any other thing, like a gift, again, is not made for, it's not made for proof, it's made for a certain pe'ula, meaning the ma'aseh get, and for that people pay money for. So this is the value of the item. Although a get you cannot sell. The Betisrok argues that. So here we have this machlokes. It's not clear exactly what's the Likud that is arguing back and forth. In fact, in the Chidush Redam, he mentioned all those words that I mentioned to you. The Chidush Redam, I don't know if you have the sefer, but you could have it. It's a sefer that is available. The Chidush Redam, it's the last tshuva in Chelek Chosh Mishpat. Simen Yud Gimel. In the first volume, the last tshuva in Chosh Mishpat, the long, long tshuva, and over there he mentions the derech kal tshuva that I told you. As far as I'm concerned, I do feel that somebody would pass him that Reuven, who was mazik, the shetel of Shimon's wife, besides the how should I say, the Sholem Bayis issues created now, right? I don't believe that that you could say that the value of this object is measured by much it's being sold. Oh, that somebody is mad. Oh, I'm sorry. My glasses, right? I can't even hide myself, right? That the value of those glasses should be measured by if I could sell it or not. Right? The charges to how much I paid for that, how much it would be that somebody else, that if he would have bought it, would be willing to buy it, to pay so much for that, for the production of it. That you are saying it is not to pay. And I think Abshav Zalmatak in the tube over there, and the Kiddush over there, agrees to that. That being that it is something that anybody else who would be in a similar situation like me would have been willing to pay that price, so that determines the value of this item. Okay, this is the shiur. Now I'm going to tell you something.
Huh?
What you say?
You're right
and you're wrong. What I mean to say is, it's quite a different portion. Without, you know, in Tershi Bal Peh, that's my old Torah. Maybe you heard it from me. Tershi Bal Peh only writes, I mean, we only have written what is a chiddush. But the Dovah Poshet is not being written. You understand? Why do you have to write it? It's Dovah Poshet. So don't. I've asked the guy to tell me. Okay. Fine. So now, you basically, so I'll tell you something. So it happens to be that today, meaning today by day, today was the Yosef of the Gerev, the Pnei Melachim Tzchon Dovah. So we tell you an interesting thing. Very interesting. The Pnei Melachim, the Gerev, something very, very interesting. At least from my perspective, it's interesting. You know, what happened was as follows. The Pnei Melachim, at the time, it is kufa that he was nifter, there were many terror attacks in Atishroel. It was a terrible time, And Pnei Melachim was extremely upset about it in the Chulif. So he did something which was not the ordinary. Before Tanis Esther, he wrote a letter, a public letter, right? And in this public letter he wrote, I don't have the letter here by me, but more or less what he said was as follows, that tomorrow when Tanis Esther, everybody should be done because of the general situation, and also he writes over there that the people should leave all cheshbonos between themselves, meaning for others, and in particular he stresses the point that they should say Yud Gimel B'Tzarachim. They should say Yud Gimel B'Tzarachim because you say Slichus, so Yud Gimel B'Tzarachim. But he stressed the point to say Yud Gimel B'Tzarachim. Okay. So when I read it, I read it on Tanis Esther. It was like interesting. Avadis Yud Gimel B'Tzarachim. Okay, B'Tzarachim. Yud Gimel B'Tzarachim. יש לי פרגה, שתי תכון דגימור, את זה חושב לזה, מוד נכון של קדיש בורכות, ולמה זה קדיש בורכות, זה מסעטף, כביות לבנש מסעטף, and the bunch himself said it, okay, wonderful, but it was odd to me. Okay, so then, he was nifter the day after Purim. The day after Purim. And that time he was still living in Momsi. And so, you know, as it goes, so the Oilam, the Ger Oilam came to the Shtibur. And here I met a good friend of mine, of Sol Simcha Shor, I don't know if you know, Sol Simcha is Sol Simcha Shor, you know Sol Simcha, right?
Ram Shor's brother.
Older brother, much, much older. Major Tamat Chochem, v'chule, v'chule, and it's interesting, he had the same insight like I had. I'm going to tell you what it is. I was very happy that I was mecham to somebody else. I'm going to tell you what it is. When he was nifter, it came to me, oi, dos doch di masu, that's what he wanted to be Gimel Sarachim. What is it? The Chiddush Harim says on this parashah, Parashat Kisuzot, the Chiddush Harim says, there was a whole argument with Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the Chet Ha'Egel, what should be here. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Im ayin, nechein lo misifcha asher kesofta." Right? Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu said. Then Moshe Rabbeinu comes and says, "Oh, you know, harein nisumchecho." But the Baruch Shem Gizuk, it cannot be. Ki lo yirani odom v'chaim. You're asking something impossible, right? So, him first he said, "Mechein lo misifcha asher kesofta." And then he said, "Banisham, show me, yeah, show me, Renes Eskadecho." And Banisham the answer, "Kiyal, how did the Shkibus didn't they know the answer? What's the given dot?" So the Chiddush Harim famously said as follows: Moshe Rabbeinu knew there is still one way how he could help Klal Yisrael. Mi Tzadikim Mechaperes. Mi Tzadikim Mechaperes. So when he said, what did he ask for? He asked for Mr. Tzadiki. Take me out from here. And then this will be a kapor of a Klal Yisrael. Okay. So therefore he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harinu Yitzkodecho. And in this way, I will go away from this world. The Mechino will not be in a fashion Chas V'Sholim. Just, you eradicate Chas V'Sholim, Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Mechino will be, Harinu Yitzkodecho, Ki Lo Yirani Odom V'Choy, Takedos. And the Baruch Hu said, no. You stay alive, but yes, very well. I'm going to grant it to you. What will I grant to you? Said the Chiddush Harim, Mishindi Gezach. Chiddush Harim said, well, so Chiddush Baruch Hu told him, I'm going to give Klal Yisrael, you give me the Sarach. You'd give me the Sarach. So then instead of Midas Tzadikim Mechaperes, there will be you'd give me the Sarach. In other words, you don't need Midas Tzadikim. You have you'd give me the Sarach. Came to my mind, what he told us was, my dear friend, you better ask for Yidgim Vitzorachamim because otherwise I have to go. And that's exactly what happened.
Wow.
That's exactly what happened. And I was so happy, happy, I was not happy, right? But Simchi, he said, yes, Chazok Yitzchak, Mamish Yitzchak Tzadadach. I said the same thing. And stuck a door, Pelish B'Yosha, because the whole Tire, as it was Nifter, was a door, Yitzim Nakal. So thank you very much, have a very good evening.